Hello.
Hi, Kermit available?
This is he.
Hi, Kermit. I'm calling from the National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
Afro-American.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
You will vote. Okay. What is your age?
I am 57.
Okay. Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number between 0 and 10. So from 0 being not at all motivated to 10 being extremely motivated to vote this year?
I will vote a 10.
10? And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
More important?
Yes.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I would say something else.
Something else? Okay.
Yes.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? We have strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
I would say pretty much in the middle.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve, I guess I would say that.
Somewhat approve? Okay.
Yeah.
Thinking about the direction of the country, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied at the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied? Okay.
Yes.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
About the same?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two choices. We have making college more affordable and forgiving student debts. We have fighting inflation and lowering cost of goods. We have protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. We have creating more jobs and raising wages. We have protecting abortion rights. We have combating division and racism, reducing crime, border security, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, improving K-12 public school education, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. You can pick any of those two choices.
You put a lot there. Like, yeah, I'm like, pick two. You guys, I got like a bunch of them I could have picked.
I'm sorry. So I'll go through them again.
No, I think it was because I am getting older, I think about Social Security. And plus, I'm a working person, so I want Social Security to be there for me.
Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
Yeah. And I think it's just a financial well-being of our country, I guess I want to say it. Like, I think something like that you said.
Let me see here. We have creating more jobs and raising wages. We have fighting inflation and lowering cost of goods.
I would say that. buying inflation and cost, you know, lowering cost of goods.
Okay, okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So we'll start out with Joe Biden on 0 to 100.
0 to 100, I am pretty much in the middle.
Okay, 50?
Yeah, 50.
50?
Yeah.
Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100. 0
oh.
being least favorable and 100 being favorable?
I would say 0 right now.
0. And Kamala Harris, 0 to 100?
I would say 50.
50. Democrats in Congress, 0 to 100?
I'm pretty much 50.
50? I appreciate your patience. Not much. Bernie Moreno.
I don't know Bernie Moreno. Who's Bernie Moreno?
Never heard of Bernie Moreno?
It's not ringing a bell right now.
Okay, no problem. Cornel West?
Cornel West, I heard of him. I'm probably 50 on him.
50, okay. Donald Trump?
I am 0 on him.
0? Okay, Sherrod Brown?
I'm probably 50 on him.
50, okay. Tim Scott?
Don't think I know him.
Okay, don't know. Okay, Hakeem Jeffries?
Don't think I know him either.
Okay, perfect. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I am undecided.
Undecided?
Undecided, yeah.
Undecided, okay. If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Sherrod Brown, and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I would probably vote for Sherrod Brown.
And you have recently, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? We have yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, nothing at all.
A little. I'll say just a little.
Okay, only a little. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? We have much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable.
I said somewhat more favorable.
Somewhat more favorable, okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
Just really kind of what he's, doing for the college debt, helping them, it's pretty
okay.
much what I guess I've been looking at, but I'm like, where was he at when I paid all mine off?
So you would say reducing college debt, that's what you've been hearing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Because I got a daughter about ready to go to college.
I understand. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? We have yes a lot, yes some, only a little, nothing at all.
Nothing really at all.
Nothing at all? Okay, now I'd like to read what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now. You may choose two, okay? So
okay.
We have a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. We have cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security. Donald Trump getting elected president again. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Stagnant wages and rising costs. The lack of quality education opportunities. Rising crime and violence. Which one of those two do you think are the biggest threats to the African American community right now?
The rise of us losing our rights, and what did you say? The rising of the Klan.
Rise of the white supremacy and nationalism.
Yeah.
And then the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Right.
Okay. Appreciate your patience. We're just about done. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. So we have Biden much better, Biden somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, Trump much better, or you don't know. So we have tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs. Do you think Biden would do much better, Biden somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, Trump much better, or you don't know?
Probably do better.
Excuse me?
Biden would somewhat do better.
Biden somewhat better? Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Biden much better. Biden somewhat better. Trump somewhat better. Trump much better, or you don't know?
I would say the rising of that, as I would say, I think Donald Trump would go with them, but but Biden probably would do a better job of controlling it.
Okay, Biden, much better job?
Yeah.
Okay. Fixing the immigration system, do you think Biden would do a much better, Biden somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, Trump much better?
I think Biden would do better.
Biden would better? Rising crime and violence. Biden much better. Biden somewhat better. Trump somewhat better. Trump much better. Or you don't know?
I don't know on that one.
Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Who do you think would deal better with that issue? Biden much better?
Biden much better. Yeah.
Biden much better. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Growing the U.S. economy. Do you think Biden would do much better? Somewhat better? Trump somewhat better? Trump much better?
I said I don't know with either one of those right now.
Don't know? Okay.
Don't know.
Okay, we're just about done here. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him? We have much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable. Much less favorable.
I guess somewhat favorable.
Somewhat more favorable?
Yeah.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict? Do you strongly agree? Do you somewhat agree? Do you somewhat disagree? Do you strongly disagree?
I agree with the verdict.
You agree? Okay. Strongly agree or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? We have strongly agree.
I strongly disagree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I would say somewhat often. somewhat off. Yeah, it's more my wife gets me involved.
Okay, so very often or often?
I would say often.
Often, okay. From which of the following social media sites do you receive more information, most information? From Instagram, you can choose two. We have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and we have other.
I would say other.
Other, okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? We have 1 through 11th grade. We have high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc. Or don't know?
I somewhat college.
So, okay, college graduate.
Some college.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I am married.
Married. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes?
No? Yes. Yes.
I appreciate your patience. We're just about done. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I don't really know, because I just go off the issues and I read up on the person that I really kind of am going to vote for, see what their background issues are or what their issues are and where they are at.
Okay, so don't know?
Don't know.
Okay, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week, one or more? Twice a week or more?
I do twice a week.
Twice a week? So once or twice? Here we have every week, twice a week, okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, or hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white? Or you don't know?
I would say it's about half.
Half? About half? Okay.
Half, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
No? Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No. No.
No? Were you born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? And I appreciate your patience today.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you.